one broadcast at a time.
I'm Candy Shannon, and you are tuned to Member Supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah. Fly the American way.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Friday edition of Community Watch and Comment. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones.
Hello.
Hey. Man, what a week. We hadn't been with you for 2 weeks because of some election, PFW election coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly have missed you, okay? And this morning, you know, as we always do, we're going to open our phone lines and, you know, get to some things. Right today, we want to know your headlines of the week. Yeah, which headline got your neck twisted?
Caught your eye.
Caught your eye, you know? All right. And first of all, I want to thank all those that made pledges during our recent drive. We really, really appreciate it. Helped us make our goal.
Kept us strong.
Kept PFW, you know, building, okay? So thank you very, very much for that, folks. Appreciate it. All right. So let's get right to it. Headlines of the week. We want to know what your headlines of the week are, okay? The number to call is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Just to give a partial rundown of some of those headlines. Of course, you know, we got the debate results.
Mm-hmm.
Things said during the debate. Those were headlines in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Springfield, Ohio, dogs, cats, and geese. You know, one of the candidates said no one attends Kamala rallies. You know, that was weird. It's all weird. There won't be a third debate. A man says no mas.
Well, he says he won. There's no reason to do another one because I won.
Only one poll he can state
that says that he did well on it. All the other ones say he didn't, but he swears he won.
So. Okay, well, you know, we'll let the people decide that.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala endorsements. Taylor Swift, high-profile Republicans coming out in support of her. City Councilman Trayvon White pleads not guilty announces he will not resign from city council and will not suspend his election campaign. You got the 9/11 commemoration this week, and Trump decided to bring a right-wing election, I mean, a 9/11 denier, Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer, that's a name that mm-hmm. sounds crazy.
You know? Right. Laura Lunacy is what it sounds like.
But he decided he's going to take her to the commemoration and, of course, raising a ton of eyebrows about that all across the aisles. The U.S. is considering allowing Ukraine to use long-range weapons against Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. More and more children, across the country are being arrested for making online threats to schools. Now, we know the message is getting out there, so what's going on? Is it bad parenting, something in the water? What's happening with that? So anyhow, that's just some of the headlines. I'm sure you have your own. So give us a call at 202-588-0893. Share yours and tell us why, okay? Once again, headlines of the week. All right, Chip, what was your headline, man? What was
My headline is fresh off the presses this morning.
Okay.
The city offices in Springfield, Ohio are shut down. The schools are shut down from a bomb threat. Mayor is quite vocal about the letter that came with it. Was soaked with anti-immigration rhetoric. So looks like we've got another issue where Trump has incited violence with falsehoods. So, this has got to be directly tied to what he said during the debate about Haitian immigrants eating pets, which, has been debunked over and over again. But
Larry Loomer, So, mm-hmm. And that's a shame because, this they're targeting the Haitian community, in Springfield, Ohio. They've that community has been there for a while. And, this is just, once again, it's just crazy.
It's in the pattern of Trump. I mean, the demonizing of immigration and immigrants is what he did in 2016. It's what he did throughout his presidency, and it's what he's doing now to try to get back into office. It's demonizing the other.
And the sad part about it is that there are enough people out there that believe that stuff,
right?
And are willing to act on it. So there's a lot of the threat of right wing violence is also in the headlines. Okay, let's be honest about that. No matter how the election turns out, that violence that's being threatened could affect any one of us. No matter where we live. So you folks be aware of that. Okay. I'm gonna have to say that the debate for me was the headline of the week because, a lot of stuff was revealed subliminally,
mm-hmm.
And factually, the notion that you can stand on the stage and you tell, mountain lies. Mountain lies. Mm-hmm. I mean, as big as Mount Everest, nobody's coming to Kabbalah's rallies, and I mean, good gracious, man, I've got the biggest rallies, ever.
That's it. That's the mantra of Trump. It's never I do well or I do good. It's always the best ever. The best in history.
Best
no one has surpassed me, I walk on water. I mean, it's you know, it's because he's a huckster. He's a seller. He's a P.T. Barnum. So it's always bigger and better, right? The best bigger and ever. Better. The greatest show on earth. No one says I do well when they're trying to sell you stuff. They always, I'm the best.
So. And, you know, like I said, this whole scene, there seems to be derangement syndrome going on out there, you know, all across the U.S. You know, I was concerned about these kids, you know, as young as 12 years old, being arrested for making online threats to schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, is it bad parenting? You know, is it something in the water? You know, what's happening? You know, I mean, there's enough information about there about, you know, violence and kids and the influence that people are having over these kids to do these sorts of things. And we just can't seem to get a handle on it. But I was hoping we would make some progress on that, at least with, you know, students, children. But they're off the rails, man.
Yeah.
All right, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. This morning, we want to know your headlines of the week, you know? By the way, were you surprised by Trayvon White's decision to, you know, plead not guilty? Well, that didn't surprise me.
Not at all. I mean, yeah. That's another one of those Trumpisms now. No, nobody admits fault, even if they get caught. You know, you're going to have to track them down and take them to court, you know, and fight them tooth and nail. You know, that's, you know, there's no more the gentleman's criminal is like, you know, okay, copper, you got me. You know, I confess. That doesn't happen anymore. You know,
that does not happen anymore. In fact, he's claiming entrapment, very, very similar to the Marion Barry, you know, situation.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, we'd like to hear your thoughts about that too. 202-588-0893, what are your headlines of the week? Give us a call, share your thoughts, share your headline. It doesn't have to be the ones we said, whatever headline that you want to acknowledge, all right? Good morning, caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I just turned the radio on and caught the last piece of what you're talking about, and I just wanted to say that as far as the Dominican Republic goes and the people of this area in Haiti, if I recall, this is where Columbus was discovered. He was lost, and he was found by these people. They were natives. They were people that lived in harmony with Mother Earth. And these are probably the same people that are being talked about now.
Yeah.
Being accused of things. And I just thought that I'd share my little bit and try to help make things straight. So what I've learned, because I've been following Native elders for 50 years, I'm 71. I'm a carpenter. I'm still a carpenter.
All right.
I was born in George Washington, District of Christopher Columbus, capital of the United States of Americus Vespucci. Or in other words, I was born in Powhatan, territory of Turtle Island, which existed for thousands of years in peace and harmony with Mother Earth. And so I'm just wanting to say that people should probably think about these people that are being accused and the reasons why we should think differently. We need to think about a lot of stuff, you know, especially our native brothers that experienced the worst Holocaust ever on the planet. I don't know the numbers. People say 80 million people. It's where other dictators got their ideas to perpetrate Holocausts, and I don't want to go off on that too much, only to say that, you know, the natives and what I've learned, because as I was born in Washington, and WPFW is a station that I listened to since back in the 60s, and there was a program called The Night Wolf. And I listened to that, and that's when I first started hearing from Native elders and learning about the wisdom and the beauty of these people. And, you know, the fact that they still call us brothers and sisters after what's happened to them is, you know, a testament of who they are. I find them, as a Roman, as a Catholic myself, you know, and understanding what the Pope did by, you know, sending the conquistadors and the explorers and the so-called discoverers to go west, telling them to, they will find black people on the left and, you know, take them as their slaves. They're strong and go further west. You'll find red people that are savages. Take their land, name it after yourselves. I just explained to you how they did that, and then do what you wish with them. Well, they killed them. And so colonization is still happening to this day. More Native American women and girls go missing per capita than all other women combined on this continent.
Mm-hmm. And so is that your headline?
It's not on the
No, it didn't have to be on the news, but is that your headline? Is that what you want to remind us of?
Well, I mean, there's many things I just want to remind people of. You know, it's just, that's just one small piece of it. And the fact that it's not in the media, you know, who's pulling those strings? Is that because we're still in colonization and they're not as important as everybody else? And these are the only people that I know of that can teach us how to live in
the Okay. All
right. Universe. All right. Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for your input.
Yeah. 202-588-0893. What's your headline of the week? You know, there's a whole story about, you know, missing women of color. That's still out there, you know, black women, you know, Native women, Hispanic
right.
women.
Right.
You know, that issue is still out there.
Because you don't see them in the news. That's the thing.
You don't see them in the news. The non-headline. How right. about that? Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I'm listening. Respect. Just saying, you know, no disrespect, but I know I ain't got nothing against him. I mean, but you know what? He always wanted to run against someone. He didn't want. He waited, and he waited, and he didn't want to run against Obama. He waited with Clinton, and he liked to beat a woman. But I think he boxed up on the wrong tree this time. Like Queen Nefertiti.
Hey.
Let him know, start of all, when he lose, he's a sore loser. But I respect him, too. I ain't mad at the brother, you know.
All right, well, thank you for your input.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, he ran up against the buzzsaw, and, you know, the video don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
202-588-0893, your headline of the week. Once again, the debate results, the things said during the debate, you know, just have been, you know, just all over the news.
Right. The fact checking has been all over the news.
Thank you. The fact checking. The U.S. is considering allowing Ukraine to use long-range weapons against Russia. That's a serious escalation there, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyhow, what's your headline of the week, folks? Give us a call, 202-588-0893. It doesn't have to be anything that we've said. Just like the other gentleman that identify things on their own. So be our guest, all right? This is Community Watch and Comment. WPFW. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good.
What's your headline for the week?
Well, my headline is something that I haven't seen. It should be, the headline is that the majority of, it should, one headline should be the majority of Democrats and Republicans are looking for a ceasefire in Gaza. The other headline, something that you just mentioned about fact-checking was not mentioned. There is no fact-checking on Kamala's part in terms of the rape allegations against the Palestinians, because they have had a number of people who have looked into it who says it's false. In fact, the rape of the Palestinians and Gazans has been seen on camera. And also seen on camera is the riot that it caused when they wanted to take some soldiers in and question them about it. That hasn't been headlined. And the headline should also be, why won't Kamala use the word genocide or apartheid when talking about Israel? So those are headlines I wish I had seen, but I don't see them.
All right. Well, thank you for reminding us.
One last thing I want to ask.
Go ahead.
I ask a question? They have done a survey of Arabs in Michigan and other places, which are. But have they done any surveys of us in terms of who will not vote for Kamala because of her indifference to the suffering of these non-white people? So I'd like to see that, and I'd like to see a headline of the results. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Big stories there. That, you know, I was glad that he mentioned that a majority of all folks in the U.S. are, you know, supporting
a ceasefire.
Yes, that's great news. We, you know, that's the push. That's what I'm hoping, that push will force this next administration to do something.
To act on it, yeah.
To act on it, you know. That's good news. People are becoming aware, and people know how ugly that is. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Hey, doing the Mike from Alexandria.
How you doing, Mike from Alexandria?
Yes, sir. First of all, Councilman White, he's not going to trial. They're going to offer him a plea deal, and they're going to settle that case. He has too much evidence against him. He has the tapes. He has cooperating witnesses. So they're going to plea deal that out. They're going to offer him some kind of deal, like you can't run for office again, and you probably get, like, maybe probation or something like that. And the other thing about the voting, people, this is my opinion, people will have to understand, in this country, we have two main parties, Democrats and Republicans. You know who you're going to vote for. It depends on your financial background. It depends on how much money you're worth. If you're poor and working poor, you're not going to vote for a Republican, because everything you need to get out of your situation, the Republicans, they're going to vote against. All you have to do is look at their voting rights. Food stamps, TANI, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, everything you need to make your life better, the Republicans want to get rid of it. So, yeah, I'm voting for Kamala Harris without a doubt. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. 202-588-0893. You know, her rallies are still going strong, with a lot of enthusiasm, very diverse crowds, lots of women, men, white, black, brown. It's a rock show, you know.
It is.
202-580-0893. You know, I was surprised that, well, maybe I'm not, that she was getting, you know, these Republican endorsements as well as the normal run of the mill. I mean, Dick Cheney.
Those are old school Republicans that see what a clown show he has made the Republican Party, and I think, you know, they're finally starting to stand up, some of them, and say, you know, if for nothing else to save the party that I know, we've got to stop this guy, you know.
Yeah, they were there trying. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. What's your headline of the week?
Yes, the other caller, one of the other callers took my headline of the week, which is the non-headline, which is how no one is fact-checking Kamala Harris about her false allegations about these rapes. I mean, it's just the hyperbole and the it's just it's just ridiculous that no one's always talking about Trump. But let's talk about Trump and how we got to Trump. Let's talk about the Willie Hortons. Let's talk about Dick Cheney. Let's talk about what they did with Abu Ghraib and all that kind of stuff, and with, you know, their war crimes, and how the Democrats propped up Trump. They conspired against Bernie Sanders, and they propped up Trump so that they could get him to run against Hillary Clinton, because they thought that Hillary Clinton would, you know, easily beat Trump. And so the Democrats and Republicans, like Frankenstein's monster, created a monster, and now, you know, they are, you know, crying about it. And you're talking about the Democrats. How we got here is with Nancy Pelosi saying impeachment was off the table, with Baby Bush. I call him Papa and Baby Bush, and how Obama says we have to move forward instead of looking backward. And we had taken care of the stuff then, the presidential overreach then, when if they had done what they were supposed to do, then we probably wouldn't even be here right now. And then as far as our votes is being another headline is how our issues are being exploited for their own political gain. They could have taken care of Roe a long time ago. They could have codified Roe into law a long time ago, but they didn't, because that was a political, that was something they could say, oh, if you don't vote for us, then, you know, they're gonna point somebody to the Supreme Court that's going to take away Roe. But they could have done that a long time ago. They could have passed the George Floyd Act. They could have passed the John Lewis Act. They could have done this, all of this stuff, a long time ago. The question is, why didn't they, and why haven't they? And I don't understand. I mean, I do understand, but I just, you know, keep saying you cannot keep supporting these people who keep exploiting our issues for their own political gain, and supporting genocide and apartheid, and the Haitians, as far as the Haitians are concerned, supporting they getting ready to go into Haiti. And, you know, so, you know, you got all of these issues that should be non-issues. So, so these are the things. And then just real quick, the Haruru movement, and, you know, how they talking about democracy, how the FBI went after them, and they had the free speech issues. So they just came down with a verdict today. So that headline is not hitting the mainstream media either. So.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That is a headline. Okay, so thank you for reminding us of that. I wish to have more details on it, and if anybody out there does, you know, be sure to be free to share it. Okay, thank you, caller. Appreciate it. All right, 202-588-0893. WPFW listeners on the ball. You know, on the ball, man. What's your headline of the week? Good morning.
Hello, caller.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. And caller, you please welcome the call back. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. What's your headline of the week?
Hello, this is Matt from Tacoma Park.
Hey, Matt from Tacoma Park.
I'd be curious to get your feedback on something that social media has been talking about, how it seems that our best chance to save democracy is by electing a candidate who's never even won a primary but was selected behind closed doors by the DNC. I think that's a very interesting place to be in 2024.
Well, I don't think there was any other way of doing it. I mean, yeah. how would they have run a primary before the general election?
The other thing too is that when Biden stepped down, said he was not going to run again, you know, that he was going to drop out of the race, you know, there was an opportunity there for other Democratic candidates to step up, and none of them stepped up, you know. And so you know how a vacuum goes, you know, where there's a vacuum, somebody's got to fill it. And Kamala's filled it quite well, you know. So
I don't disagree with that. I think Kamala Harris is a great banner holder. It's just curious that we call it saving democracy when there was no democratic process in selecting her as the nominee.
But I, like I said again, how would you do it? I mean, basically, you're right. She was anointed by Biden. I mean, that was part of the stipulation Biden made of stepping down, was that she was to take over, because there wasn't enough time to run a primary and then, you know, to get into the general election against Trump. She would have been just starting now a campaign against Trump, which that's a no-win situation. And it's not like this hasn't been done in history before. Well, it hasn't been done for a presidential candidate, but it's been done for a vice presidential candidate where the time was so short that they just had to anoint another person.
Keep in mind it wasn't quite an anointment, because she had to go through the delegate process. Well, so, you know, the delegates had the opportunity to reject or accept her.
Right.
And you know, that's, they chose to accept her.
Right. Well, to be honest on that, I mean, the delegates were following the lead of Biden, because they had thrown their votes behind Biden, and Biden said, you know, this is the one we should go with. So,
but they still had the choice, you know.
Sure. True. So, if there had been any major objections, they could have stopped it.
Or another candidate, you know, to step up. And, you know, no other candidates really stepped up. All right. Thank you, caller. I hope we've had put some meat on that bone for you. And thanks for listening to PFW. 202-588-0893. Community Watching Comment with Chip Jones and yours truly, Ron Pinchback. And more importantly, you, the listener, all right? This morning, we're getting your headlines of the week. We do want to remind you that tomorrow, on Saturday, Frankie Beverly Day here in our R&B section of our grid. Frankie Beverly from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that sounds like a lot of fun. And a nice diversion from all the madness. So be sure to tune in tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for 4 hours of Frankie Beverly, okay? All right. Go ahead, Chip.
I guess it's not tomorrow. It's the following Saturday. Don't we have the run?
Oh, that's right. Our annual 5K run.
Yeah, tomorrow. That is tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. You know, we'll give you some more details on that before we close today. And of course, you can also go on WPFW's website, WPFWFM.org, to find out more. You want to come out there and participate, you know, with some of the folks here at WPFW to support, you know, support good health and support the station. And by all means, you know, go to our website and look for that 5K run, okay? This being sponsored by the local station board, and they've been putting this on for years. So, you know, and people do participate. So why not you? All right.
Okay.
202-588-0893. Thank you, caller.
Yeah. This is my comment.
Go ahead.
All right. So my comment is, I watched the debate, and it is crystal clear that Donald Trump, all his comments about people were people of color. So it's clear that that his presidency is running off of race. That's the one comment. The second comment is WSSC. Do your listeners out there know that WSSC has raised the price on sewer?
Excuse me 1 second. WSSC, that's the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission?
Yeah, they're responsible for the water.
And what have they done?
Now, I have a water bill here. $411. Now, my water bill is $125. My sewer bill is $258. Now, I'm looking at how they got it broken down. For residential, right, we pay $5.80 per 1,000 gallons of water. But we pay $13.11 for 1,000 gallons of sewer. So what they're saying is, if I'm on the outside and I'm watering my flowers and my grass, right, not only I'm paying for water, I'm paying for sewer, but the water is not going in the sewer. The water is going in the grass. That's
interesting. We should be outraged about who go with the presidency.
WSSC is gouging folks, and most people don't even know it. And that's my comment.
All right, that's a headline. Wow, you know, yeah, you had look at your bill for your DC residents. You know, I guess it's for all the residents in this area that, you know, subscribe to that water source. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on the show.
Yes, good morning. My name is Maury, and I'm calling from Fort Washington, Maryland. And I go all the way back with FCFW to the Bama and Nap Turner and those people. And I've always been
Thank you for mentioning those names.
Okay. Well, my headline is, who will vote for Donald Trump? And the answer is white America. Nobody has been able to appoint themselves president, to my knowledge. So Donald Trump did not appoint himself president even the first time around. He was elected by white America. White America is turning back the calendar. I should stress that. And they've been at this for how many hundreds of years? But anyway, they're turning back the calendar more aggressively now since President Obama was in office. But white America has never, ever, ever looked at a black person and saw a person. They never saw a person. They've looked at black people, us. They've looked at us, but they don't see us. They don't see us. They don't see a human. And as late as yesterday, Gore was on the grid making comments about the senator who died from Tennessee yesterday. And all the glory that he was giving had to do with white people only. He only served white people only. He just served part of the United States, of the American people. He never served black people at all, nor did Al Gore. Al Gore, being vice president and so forth, he was serving one race of people only, one American citizen only, and that was white. He never served black people. Now, if you go to President Biden, he was a senator for 30 years or more. And he rode the train to and from Delaware. And everyone on the train who made his life comfortable and enjoyable and everything were black. Everybody. He looked at them every day, two or three times a day. But he never once saw them. He looked at them, but he never saw them. As a result, with all of those years...
The spooks that sat by the door.
He did not sponsor one civil rights bill. He did not sponsor one bill to make life easier for those people working the train and making him comfortable, the waiters, the bag handlers, everyone on that train. He never saw them at all. Just didn't do it. So,
Aye, sir.
Long story short, is the only reason that Joe Biden is president, it's because of James Clyburn from South Carolina. Without that, Joe Biden would not be president. And you can fact check all of that. Joe Biden,
yeah, Mr. Clyburn.
He was dead.
All right, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for sharing the story, sharing your story. Okay. Appreciate it. Yeah. That's an interesting thought, you know, is how the train staff, which are, you know, I know what he's talking about, the porters and
right.
You know, the baggage handlers and all of that, you know. Doing those traditional things, doing those black jobs. Is that what that is?
Well, now the presidency's a black job.
How about that? 202-588-0893. We're mind you at noon. Looks like Cowboy Fred is in the seat for our girl. So, you know, welcome, my brother. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the airways. Always good to see you. 202-588-0893. Give us your call. What's your headline of the week? Good morning.
Good morning. Is it me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Nice, good show. It's good to know there's still, you know, call-in shows in D.C. They all seem to have shut down except at PFW, and I can applaud you for that. My headline is Democratic Party is greater evil than previously reported. Subheadline, ABL, always be lying. always be lying, that's what they are. I'll start with a brief history of the Democratic Party.
Now, don't go back too far, man. We got other callers, okay? But go ahead.
The party of slavery, genocide, Jim Crow, imperialist war, war on unions. In fact, I interviewed a labor historian who said that the great Franklin Roosevelt and the great labor reforms of the 30s, due to, of course, the fact that labor was making revolutionary noises, was a setup of the National Labor Relations Act that has done everything it can to control and channel labor and get rid of any militancy. Regarding the debate, Trump has his foibles.
Foibles? Foibles?
And his lies. and I have never voted for him and never would. That doesn't mean he's not being victimized by the national security state. I thought it was telling where when the subject got to Ukraine, I almost thought Trump was going to say Ukraine is lost. And Ukraine and NATO have lost this war, and he would have, and people's eyes would have, you know, woken up, and they would have picked their heads up out of their, you know, their puddles, and said, "Yes, that is a true statement, and we need to stop this, you know, funding in order that is basically, concomitant to what they're doing in Israel as well." But it is an absolute slaughter. They've lied about it from the very beginning. They've sold us a bill of goods. They've used a modern-day war propaganda, and Blumenthal and all the alternative media have exposed this for what it is. It literally is a media campaign of people who, you know, they don't even have to be told their marching orders. They know they owe what they owe to the national security state. I'll name one name. Washington Post reporter Ellen Nakashima, national security reporter, who literally went into the Assange, to the London embassy to interview Assange. Her phone was confiscated, copied, probably bugged. She didn't say a thing about it because her contacts at the CIA might have, you know, denied her a few stories. There is collusion between the national security state, media, and obviously they work for the same bosses, that is the American ruling class, which is showing
All right.
itself to be more and more deranged and crazy as their, you know, silly projects fold. But, you know, they've always got this ace in their sleeves. They've got to be knocked out and knocked out of the ring. before the workers take over. The ruling class will never give up power. They've got to be taken out. That means
all right, sir. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller.
Hello, caller.
Okay, good morning, caller. Welcome to WPFW. What's your headline of the week, or non-headline of the week, for that matter?
My headline is informational. The last, I guess, maybe a week or two ago, we lost one of our former board members. His name was Campbell Johnson, and that is my headline of the week. I'd like to honor him. I'm presently en route to his homegoing ceremony, but he made his transition a week ago, and Campbell was a very astute intellectual that served on the board of WPFW for many, many years, probably, you know, one or two decades before I actually came here. And I just want to put the word out there for people who know or knew Campbell a lot better than I did, that he had made a transition. And maybe we at WPFW, the local station board, can do something to at least acknowledge and honor him.
To acknowledge him. And what was that first name again?
Hang on. I have someone else that wants to make a statement about it.
It was Campbell Johnson. And I just wanted to add to what Michael said, that some people will remember that a few years ago, there was a very polarizing struggle at the station over management, a man named John Hughes, and there were those who were pro and those who were con. Campbell Johnson was in the camp that was in favor of Mr. Hughes.
Let's not deal with camps. Let's just acknowledge this man's passing. You know, yeah. And his service to the station, okay?
No, I just wanted to say that those who even those who were against his position around the country told me at the time that Campbell Johnson had done more for WPFW at the level of the Pacifica National Board over the years, that he had just been meticulous and very dedicated in his defense of WPFW. And the point I want to make is that when that comes from opponents, that's really something to be listening to. That's the point I want to make.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Mr. Campbell, you know, rest in peace. Thank you for your service to WPFW and the community. We've lost some great ones. You know, we have lost some great ones. 202-588-0893. Headlines of the week, folks. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Ron, it's Marvin for once. How you doing, man? Happy Friday, man.
What's up, Marvin?
Hey, I'm talking a while, man. I've been working on these finances. Hey, man.
So what's your headline, man? I know you got something going on out there.
You know, first and foremost, I want everybody to support this sister in Ward 8. She's been over there 5 years. Amanda Stevenson's the first Black-owned grocery store called the Fresh Food Factory. She is changing lives in our communities as far as offering our people more healthy
good food.
Food choices. Mm-hmm. And she's doing amazing work, because we can't do nothing without our health, man.
That's right.
Some of us might not even be here. At election time, if we don't take care of ourselves, you know. So I just want to throw that
out. And those food deserts exist. So, you know, it's good to have someone out there who understands that and are help, you know, offering nutritious food and affordable, you know, food to our community.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people make this comment all the time, and I hear it. It costs more to eat organic fruits and vegetables, beans, grains, and legumes, and supplements, stuff like that. No, it costs more to get sick and get ill for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, Ron?
But that's for sure.
You know, what I want to discuss is, man, whoever we vote for, because we as a people know the issues that are plaguing this nation right now. And a lot of our politicians are not talking about it. I mean, record mass shootings, record police shootings, record racial disparities, income disparities, poverty, homelessness. And New York alone has over 100,000 unhoused teens, man. You know, and the number one and the number two cause of death of black youth now is suicide. You know, whoever we vote for, we have to not only vote, but we have to hold these politicians accountable. I mean, send them emails. Social media is a great thing, man, if you use it in the right way. You know, and organize, man. Join groups like the Black Alliance for Peace, Empower DC. I just joined Empower DC, okay? You know, we have to get out there. We just can't talk among ourselves all the time. We have to get out there and join these organizations and just unite with other organizations, man, and inform our people on these critical issues, man, of mass incarceration. You know, we know the issues, you know, but we just got to link with these organizations out there. And I'm going to tell you, man, PFW has been a great resource in my life ever since I turned on the dial in 1981. I mean, from people like Hodaria Ali, Dorothy and Richard Healy, man.
Dorothy Healy.
Yeah, I mean, Ambrose Lane Sr., Jesse McDade. Yeah. These are warriors, man, who just, you know, and you
see. Damo Smith.
Yeah, Damo Smith, Black Voices for Peace. Yeah, and, you know, I used to go up to Pyramid Bookstore all the time and talk to Adari up here on Georgia Avenue, man. You know, we need more independent bookstores, too.
Yeah, that's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
Yeah, man.
Well, look, maybe with Kamala in office, people get that $50,000 tax deduction and do just that, you know?
Exactly.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to let you go. I got one more caller we want to get in here, okay? But thanks for listening, college. Always, okay? We're Washington in the house. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we all, as the black and the brown, was very elated with the emotional, conventional expression of along with our candidate. However, as we look forward, we cannot allow ourselves to be rested on past laurels because we know we're not, we don't have an equal playing field. And they're doing everything they can do to go against her. So now is the time where the rubber hits the road, and we, as black and brown and everything else, along with the white who votes for her, we got to get out there and do the right thing to support her, whatever that may entail that is legit and reasonable. I just want to
All right.
That. That's right.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you for your call.
And, you know, not only support, but the other side of the equation is, you know, once the election's over, you know, if she wins, you know, now you got to really got to do the work.
That's right. Got to support the work.
Got to support the work. Got to hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't backslide. You know, now we really got it made. Yeah.
Right.
It's gonna be a work in progress. You know, and we all have to be a part of it. Okay, and I'm very proud of our listeners because, you know, that's how they roll.
That's how they roll.
It will be a part of that debate, of those equations, and we'll hold, you know, these newly elected officials accountable. Thank you so much for being the way you are and supporting WPFW. We're honored. All right, Chip. Well, let's see. Do we have time for one more, Mike?
Oh, 1 minute. Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it. All right, I'm surprised nobody brought up the Tyre Nichols trial starting in Memphis.
Well, you know, it's in Memphis. Maybe that's why, you know.
Well, I mean, it's national news.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I didn't see nobody responding to the U.S. considering allowing Ukraine.
That's true.
To use long-range weapons. You know, that's a huge story, you know. And but anyhow, there's so much out there. You know, I guess, you know, people just, you know, can't afford it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, just inundated, man. That's inundated is the word. Well, Chip, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Listeners, see you next week. Mike, see you next week. And once again, Cowboy Fred is in, you know, for Ida Campbell today. And I'm sure he's going to, you know, rock your world. You folks, thank you for supporting WBFW. We really, really appreciate it.
Have a good weekend and see you on Saturday.
Lack of feelings on our faces.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. President Joe Biden meets with Britain's new Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House today, the first visit since the Labour Party won power in the United Kingdom after more than a decade of Conservative rule. Among the topics the two will discuss are Ukraine's push to ease restrictions on the use of weapons from the U.S. and Britain to strike deeper into Russian soil. There are signs the White House might shift its policy in response. Speaking to media Thursday, Russia's President Vladimir Putin warned against such a move, his comments translated by Al Jazeera.
It's not about whether to allow the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not. It's about deciding whether NATO countries are directly involved in the conflict or not. If this decision is made, it will mean nothing less than a direct involvement of NATO countries, the US, and the European countries in the war in Ukraine. It will change the nature of the conflict. It will mean that the NATO, U.S., and European countries are at war with Russia.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump is refusing to attend a second debate with Vice President Kamala Harris after she chastised him on the first debate, called him a disgrace for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss, and warned of a second Trump presidency. And where Trump repeated xenophobic conspiracy theories that immigrants are eating people's pets in Springfield, Ohio. On the campaign trail Wednesday in the border swing state of Tucson, Arizona, Trump continued that fear-mongering rhetoric.
And illegal Haitians, and he came in, illegal Haitian migrants taking over a beautiful place. It was so beautiful. Can you imagine you have this small little community, all of a sudden you have 20,000 illegals in your community. Nobody knows where they come from.
Trump is facing pushback from some in his own party over his statements, Farah Siddiqui reports.
Donald Trump's statement during the debate that Haitian immigrants are eating pets in Springfield, Ohio, is drawing a stiff rebuke from the state's Republican governor. Mike DeWine is repeating what others have said, that there is no truth to the claim.
This is something that came up on the internet, and the internet can be quite crazy sometimes. And look, the mayor, Mayor Rue of Springfield says, no, there's no truth in that. They have no evidence of that at all.
Thursday morning, officials closed Springfield City Hall in response to an emailed bomb threat. The FBI is investigating threats made to multiple buildings, although it is not clear what the exact connection to Trump's remarks about the Haitians is. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service.
Vice President Kamala Harris rallied in North Carolina Thursday and promoted her vision for a future U.S.
Ours is a fight for the future, and it is a fight for freedom. Like the fundamental freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do.
She campaigns in the swing state of Pennsylvania today. Trump campaigns in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. More than 50 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza in the last 24 hours, 16 of them today in an Israeli airstrike, including five members of the same family in the Al-Mawasi camp, according to reports from Al Jazeera. At the same camp, Israeli airstrikes killed at least 19 people sheltering in a supposed safe zone earlier this week. The United Nations has condemned that strike. The father of the Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli sniper in the occupied West Bank is calling on the U.S. to also investigate her killing after Turkey announced its own investigation. His comments translated by Al Jazeera.
I learned that our state is not letting go of this arbitrary murder by opening an investigation. I was very pleased. I hope and expect the same from the United States. She could have lived a comfortable life, but she pursued her ideals. She left everything and went to the Middle East hell. She was that much of an idealist.
Funeral services are being held in Turkey.